Welcome to Poly Am I. I'm your host, Polyamorous Jay. This is our specialty episode, Valentine's Day 2021. So I'd just like to say happy Valentine's Day to everybody. Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's podcast. I hope everybody's having a good day today. Whether or not you celebrate Valentine's Day, I personally don't, but, you know, happy love all around. First, we are going to check out the live open chat that we held for the Polyamorous Living community.
Hey.
Hi. So, what are your Valentine's Day plans?
Well, the boys have already gotten into their candy. They found it Friday. Luckily, they didn't take it all. Freezing cold this morning. I need to get the fire going again. They're like, Mom, can we have our candy? Mom, can we have our... I was like, dudes, this is not my first priority. We have no power. We need heat. Not something that we need to be... But, Mom!
Yeah, kids always want candy first.
Well, they don't get a lot of candy. And so their candy is very privileged. And so that's all they wanted this morning. So I finally gave in and gave it to them. Other than that, I don't do anything. I mean, my partner and I believe that, you know, Valentine's Day is just a commercial holiday. So we celebrate our relationship every day when we're not wanting to kill each other.
Yeah, I don't really celebrate Valentine's Day either. Today, I think I'm taking the kids over to their grandma's house because she's got some stuff for them, but that's about it.
I don't even do it for the kids. I don't even celebrate my birthday anymore, except for the kids, because they just want cupcakes, okay? So, you know.
Yeah.
I did buy something for my grandma because she is 87, and God love the woman, but she doesn't, her husband passed away 20 years this May. And so I've always done something for her because my papa would. So out of respect for him and his last wishes for me to make sure she's taken care of, and reason why I've stuck around here for almost 20 years, so I do something for her.
That's really sweet.
Well, I got to do it. It's one of his last wishes, so I do what I can. So she drives me crazy. I mean, 5, 6, 7 phone calls a day, crazy.
Yeah.
She lives on the highway, so I make sure she calls me when she gets on the lawnmower because she lives on a major highway. And truckers, you know, not always the safest place for an older woman to be mowing the lawn.
Yeah. Oh, hi, Lara. What do you have behind your back?
We found candy, Mom.
It's just your baseball bat. I don't believe you. You know, it's a Kit Kat, you silly.
Yeah, see? They found the candy.
Of course they did.
Kids and candy. It's like the most best thing ever. Well, mine can't have it. My youngest two. Special needs. They're autistic and have ADHD, so we limit candy limits. Hello?
Do you want to say hi? Can you say something?
Hi.
Hi. Are we having fun playing with all the candy and eating it all?
No.
No? My kids are. They've already eaten all their candy in like 5 minutes flat.
I ate all the Jell-O, though.
Oh, you did? Well, that's the best. Jell-O's great. I like Jell-O. We can't keep Jell-O, though, because the boys think it's weird. My sons are funny about food. They think anything wiggly is just not right.
Well, it is weird.
They get into moods where they like the Jell-O, and then they're like, ew, no. So, I just figure it's textures.
Yeah.
You know, autistic children have this issue with textures, so.
Yeah.
But they like ice cream.
Well, that's something.
Yeah, it took years to get them to like ice cream, though, and I don't know why I try to get them to the first place. They didn't like the texture of it for the longest time.
Funny.
And then all of a sudden, okay.
My daughter just loves anything chocolate or lollipops. Yeah,
At least in my
hello,
opinion.
everyone.
Hello. Hi, Rich. How is your day going? What are your Valentine's Day plans?
Amber just left her current living establishment and is heading to my house right now, and I'm going to make breakfast.
Fun. I'm gonna go get some snow off my car pretty soon.
I'm scared to go outside without a hard hat. I mean, this ice coming down off the trees is not safe. My roommate keeps going outside to smoke, and I keep telling him he needs his hard hat because it's coming off hard. And it doesn't come off one piece at a time. It comes off like a bunch.
Oh, that's nasty. I'm glad that's not all super icy here. It's pretty fluffy snow.
Yeah, these are big chunks of ice too.
Yeah, that could be scary.
I feel sorry for the guys that had to work on the power line right below tree lines today. I'm sure they lucky they have to wear hard hats because it might hurt.
Yeah, no, weather's been crazy. I mean, here we normally get snow kind of early on, and it was like we would get little bits and then it would melt, and then we finally got like bigger snowstorms more recently. But I don't know, winter's been weird
Yes.
this year.
Northern people are used to snow. You should see
Well,
it here. Heck, you go down to North Carolina and it snows. Those people can't drive.
I know. I love watching news for like other states that aren't used to snow. Whenever they get snow, everybody's just freaking
You
out.
didn't see about Texas and that hard car pile up they had because of the snow that they're not used to.
God.
I'm not joking. That thing was a 100-car pile up, and a lot of it, they were got a bunch of 18-wheelers and vehicles. It was bad.
So crazy.
And they don't know how to drive in the snow. The truckers did, of course. Most of them are over the road anyways. It's stupid people in the cars that didn't know.
Reminds me of when I went to, I used to, when I lived in Washington State, I'd moved there from Nebraska. And whenever it would get like, when you would get like one bolt of lightning, people would act like, "Oh my God, it's a thunderstorm!" And like wind, like they didn't understand like how bad wind could really be. Like, which was an interesting aspect, but because like something about the soil in Washington, it made all the trees like they couldn't go very deep. So they would like their roots would spread out, but then like a windstorm would hit, and then it would knock over like all these like 100-foot tall trees.
Oh,
Yeah, no, let's not think about that because I got some big, huge willow trees in my yard, and these things are so big around. I don't know how they cut them down. They need one of those old time saws where one person was on one side and the other one was on the other one to cut these things down.
Oh my God, that reminds me. When I used to live up in the mountains, there were these trees that were like right above our house. And my grandpa decided to cut them down so that they wouldn't fall on the house. But when he was going to cut them down, one of them, he knocked one onto our house and made this huge dent. I was just like, oh my God. Great prevention.
Oh, yeah.
But
We've
yeah,
had a couple.
Washington State, they don't when it's raining out, they're like, cool, let's just continue swimming. And in from Nebraska, you see clouds, and you're like, get the fuck out of the pool, you know, because it's like, you're so used to like thunder and lightning.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, Washington State, like nobody would get out of the pool when it was raining because it almost never had any lightning involved.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it rains like all the time there, doesn't it?
Yeah. But I've always I compare the rain in Washington to like a gentle conversation, right? Mm. Where it just sort of shows up and it's like very, very polite and just like very kind of whispery, right? And then you have like Nebraska, and it's like it's yelling at you before it gets here. It yells at you when it's here, and then it yells at you on its way out.
So nice.
Yeah. I lived up in Pennsylvania for 2 years when I was a teenager, and that winter, oh my God, I thought about that. It snowed and then ice and then snowed and then ice and it was up to the knees. And if you hit the right spot, you skate across the top layer of ice and then you would go sink. And I'm like, nope, I'm gone. Nope, I'm going back inside. This shit's crazy.
Yeah. I am not used to snow. I mean, I grew up like on the coast of California. So moving here, I mean, last winter, I actually went off the road. I was just trying to like go down this turn. I was going slow. The car just started going like back and forth and back and forth, and then it just went off the road. And I was like, "Shit!" Not used to snow at all. But I don't know. Back in California, it would just—I mean, it's like pretty mellow, at least on the coast where I was living. And I mean, the most intense thing that ever happened was this one day where it rained so much and like the roads are like angled really weird. And so it like flooded, and to get out of my, like to get across my street, I was walking in water that was like above my knees just to like get down the street.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
So where do you live, Jessica?
I live in Southern Virginia. Right, I can be in North, across the state line into North Carolina in like 10 minutes. Right above Durham, kind of about an hour and a half outside of Durham, above. Hour and a half. To get to the Raleigh-Durham airport, it's about an hour and a half drive. Nobody has heard of the town I live in, so. Well, when I say it, people go, oh, you live in Massachusetts. No, I live in Virginia. There's one in Virginia, too. And then I have to play, do you watch NASCAR? No? Okay, then never mind. I'm not going to explain it to you. Because there's two famous NASCAR drivers that live here. Well, they're retired. Their family's from here. They're from here. They grew up with my family. I've known them all my life, so they're not that famous here. But people in NASCAR who's watched NASCAR for years know who they are. That's the only way I can explain it.
I have no clue.
Exactly. See, NASCAR is a big thing here because we have a track, a small sprint track here.
Right, I get that. I don't know anything. I don't know anybody in NASCAR except for the name Dick Trickle.
Oh, we got bouncy children now. I have hardwood floors, so when they bounce, you can hear it.
Oh, can you guys hear my kids? They're like running around. They keep arguing.
No, my one of mine is camped out in her room on her phone on TikTok, on some kind of anime TikTok, which I have no idea what that means. I know she watches anime. I kind of get under it. I know what anime is, but do not understand why people watch it. But if that's what they're into, cool. The other two are probably playing Dungeon Boss or whatever they can find on their Kindles. Nope. Sorry, one's got my spare phone. So
I've come into the point where I feel like I'm going to have to get on TikTok because the new craze is Shanty Talk, and I got to be in on that.
Look, I decided to download it one day. I was bored out of my mind. I was home. There was nothing. The kids, I think, were at their dad's, but my oldest one was here. And I was just like, everybody keeps talking about it. They keep sending me videos. I keep looking at them. Let me get on here. I was on there, and I literally could not get off of it for like a week straight. I have found the Kinky TikTok. I have found Author TikTok. And I have found the Thirst Trap TikTok. And let me tell you, the Thirst Trap TikTok is very, very bad. Need to stay off TikTok.
I just downloaded TikTok yesterday. I haven't really put much on there. I thought like maybe it'd be a cool avenue to go down for polyamorous living to like just post short things. But so far, I've just posted a couple videos of myself and my daughter with the like the dragon faces. So,
oh my feet!
Are you talking to a dog? What's happening?
Okay. Yeah, Amber just got here, and the dog came to greet her and ran over my feet, and it hurts.
How sweet.
And it's negative 4 degrees here today. What's the degrees
I think
where
it was
you're
like
at?
-8.
Four.
Bastard.
I told you the ice is melting. Hello.
Okay, so I'm gonna have my breakfast with Amber.
Well, enjoy
so
it.
I'll talk to you too later.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yep. Happy Valentine's Day. Oh, Amber said Happy Valentine's Day as well.
Happy Valentine's Day, Amber.
All right, I'll talk to you
Bye.
Guys later.
Bye.
Here are some shout outs from your loved ones to you.
My name is Brandon from Chicago. I'd like to give a shout out to my partner, Monica. We actually just celebrated 2 years together, having a nice, relaxing night in a jacuzzi hotel. And even though we don't have any Valentine's Day plans per se, one of the things I've always loved about her as a partner is we don't necessarily need fun plans to have fun. So whether that's us just sitting around at one of our homes or going out and doing something, I'm sure we're going to have a fun time, and I'm excited to be starting another year with them.
Hey, this is Aman. I'm calling from New Delhi, India. I just wanted to wish everyone a very happy Valentine's Day. Even though I don't celebrate Valentine's Day for myself because I don't believe that love is about a day. Right now, here I am. I'm just chilling with my son.
Hey, everyone. This is your admin of the Polyamorous Living Groups, Jessica Billingsley, wanting to wish everybody a happy Valentine's Day. I personally do not celebrate Valentine's Day. Luckily, I have a partner that doesn't either. I do spend time with my kids for Valentine's Day and my grandmother, but with the ice and roads and conditions, I won't be to see her for this Valentine's Day. So I hope everybody had a great Valentine's Day and stay safe.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. I hope you have a good day. Spread the joy. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's, Grandpa Todd and Adrian!
I love you, Mama!
Happy Valentine's Day!
I love you.
You're the best!
I love my daddy.
I love my brother.
I love my dogs.
I love my cat.
I love my beer and dragon.
And I love my mama.
Happy V-Day, everybody.
Everybody's cool. You guys are awesome.
And we'll end today's episode with a special shout-out from one of our staff members.
Happy Valentine's Day to you and your polycule from Polyamorous Living.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Don't forget to spread that love. L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only ones I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love. Is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Polycules and love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you and you and you and you.